Shalom, today's daf, Yomi is Kedushin daf Yud, and the Gemara gives us another scenario in today's daf, which is, at first glance, preposterous, but the Gemara is so deep and so beautiful, so we have to understand what the Gemara is saying. Gemara asks the question, is it we know that one of the three ways of making a marriage, or making a betrothal, is through bia, through intercourse. So the Gemara asks, well, at what point is in the intercourse does the marriage take place? Is it the beginning of the act or the conclusion of the act? And meaning to say, is it when it's first initiated or only at the conclusion? The Gemara's conclusion of this discussion is that it's only at the conclusion that the betrothal takes place, not the beginning of the act. But the Gemara first asks, Nafka Mina, what's the distinction? Why do we care? Where he initiated the act, and then she sticks out her hand, and then receives it from somebody else. So, therefore, since the marriage is only going to be, it's only consummated when the act of bia is consummated, therefore, if she sticks out her hand in the middle and accepts the kedusha from somebody else, then we're going to say that she's married to the second person and not the person she's in the act of bia with. So, of course, this raises all sorts of questions. Is she chayev? Is she going to be obligated for adultery under those circumstances or not? Because she's accepted the betrothal, and then immediately she's in this act of adultery, but the adultery happened after the initial act of consummation had begun. But we'll leave that question aside and say, what is the Gemara really talking about? The Gemara is really talking about a metaphor between us and God. And so since it's a metaphor between us and God, we're saying that Hashem is reaching out to us. He's trying to betroth us. And then in the middle of this betrothal, before we finish the act of intimate relationship with God, we stick out our hand to somebody else to try and go with somebody else. It's like we're in a davening, and all of a sudden we're coming to a very sacred point. Then we get distracted, and we stick out our hand and get involved in somebody else. We're studying Torah, and we get involved with somebody else. Hashem is trying to be with us in the most intimate of acts, and we're sticking our hand out in the middle of the betrothal.